Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington. Chapter 10, Mystical Union, Unio. I do not even begin to think of unity when the Trinity bathes me in its splendor. I do not even begin to think of the Trinity when unity grasps me. St. Gregory of Nazianzus.
The Mass is the place where we exercise our priesthood by offering all we've tried to do for God since we last took part in the sacred mysteries. God always returns our generosity with love without measure. It is His otherworldly love that draws us ever more deeply into the life of Christ as He is now, risen and glorified. However, the ultimate meaning of this Holy Communion can only be fully appreciated by realizing that it leads us not just to share in the life of the risen Lord, but into His very action, into His pure and perfect loving of His Father. In other words, we are drawn up into the infinite vortex of life and love that endlessly reaches out from the Son into the Father, and from the Father into the Son, from all eternity. It is into this trinity of everlasting life and love that Jesus came to invite us. This is the home for which we were created, for which we yearn, the more we experience the love that surpasses all understanding as it reaches out to embrace us. However, this profound giving and receiving that is the heart and soul of the sacred mysteries will soon degenerate into a dry and barren formalism unless what is celebrated there is practiced again and again each day of our lives. The morning offering can be one of the most effective reminders to concentrate each moment of each day to the relentless giving and receiving that enables us to be drawn ever more deeply into the life of the Three in One. However, when we have offered up the forthcoming day, we need to pause for a few moments further to pray for the profound union that only God can give to those who are open to receive Him. That is why in the memory jog for prayer that I've suggested, the fifth letter of the word parousia, you, stands for the Latin word unio, as a reminder of the profound union into which our prayer will lead us. For the daily loving involved in putting into practice our morning offering leads us into an ever-deepening at-one-ment with God. Father, we pray that we may come to know and experience the holy spiritual love that endlessly revolves between You and Your Son, so that we may be at one with You, at one with ourselves, and with those You wish to love through us.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms.